Okay, so do we have a certification program? So there's too many people out there saying that they have a certification program, because if you're a certified massage therapist, you have to do 1,600 hours or something like that, 800 hours?
To be a human massage therapist, there's only 14 states that actually require a certification.
But how many hours do you have to do?
600.
Right, to get certified in?
Massage therapy.
Right. So there's a lot of people doing weekend and week courses saying that you're getting certified, but they're just giving you a certificate of completion. If you are not the originator of the move, you cannot certify someone in it. So the answer is, do I have a certification thing? You get a certificate of completion. You might have it in a book or a frame nice, because people don't know the difference. But that's what everybody else is offering as well, is a certificate of completion. You're not actually certified with less than 600 hours. So anyone who says that you are is fibbing.
Can I just add a little bit to that?
Mm-hmm.
What she's saying is completely correct. But in my personal experience, I'm glad that there is nothing that governs this at the moment, because there's too many people like her whose passion is deep and genuine. And what they put behind their program is well worth your little certificate of completion.
Oh, yeah.
But I personally would not want to have it be so that it's being governed by vets or by a bunch of other stuff, because they want to lean it another direction. Mm-hmm. So when people ask me all the time, I explain what she does, but really, you meet so many people that are like her, and they've really taken so much into it that it is well worth doing all of it so you can get everything that you want out of it. But it's for you more than anything,
right?
Personally.
So I used to carry around my book with my certificates in it, but nobody asked to see it. So if you say you completed a course in equine musculoskeletal unwinding, and you can say it really well without stumbling over the words, then they believe you. The bigger and longer, more technical words that you use, the more that you can charge per hour. I used to say I do energy work. People would say, oh no, my horse bucks and jigs for 30 miles. Don't need any more energy. I go, well, that's excessive energy. Now I just go up, and because people can't deal with knowing their horse is in pain and they were kicking it or yanking on it. And I used to say your horse is uncomfortable in their body and they would shut down. Mm-hmm. Now I just walk up and you have to come in a backwards way, and I say, oh, did you know your horse's front feet don't match? Yeah, we've been working on that. How long? Years.
Well, why is the failure your fault?
I said, do you realize that how the horse stands on the hoof is what is growing down in 6 to 8 weeks? Oh, that makes sense. I said, would you like me to fix that? Yeah. And I start doing the body work. They said, what are you doing? I said, I'm changing how the horse is choosing to land on the feet. Oh, that makes so much sense. 45 minutes later, they go, he was pretty uncomfortable, wasn't he? Yeah, picking up right lead canter and engaging the hind end would have been impossible for him, and then it hits him. You can't mention anything about pain or uncomfortable in the beginning of a session. You have to come in where another certified person, like the vet and the farrier that have been working together on those front feet, the high lows. Okay, every foal is crooked by 3 months of age. The leg's already starting to turn out. Okay, so your foal with the tight tendons, you got to go all the way up the back of the arm to the intercostals. But getting back to, so I have three levels of certificates, level one, level two, level three. If you submit 5 case studies for that course, which is, there's under my website, under Look Here, sample of a case study. You don't send me pictures in one email, and everything's on a Word document that I can print off and look before and after, left and right side, everything you worked on, and the homework that you give the owner, everything that would be on the sheets that we fill out in the class. I will let you know if you miss something, because I do the long distance readings. I can say you missed access on the left side, you missed ribs 10, 11, you didn't quite get that issue. And the horse has viral issues in the blood system or something like that. So I'll let you know what you missed. So it's a learning thing, which you don't get in other classes. And you submit one at a time, so by the 5th one, you shouldn't be missing anything. And then I'll list you on my website for free, which other people don't do. The classes I took, it was like $30 a month to be listed on their website as a practitioner. I want more people out there wanting to help horses. It takes me, you have to email it to me all like it should be, and I send it to my web guy, and he just copies and pastes it under whatever state you're under. People say, do you have anyone in Indiana? I just say, go look there. It's $3,500 for the certified instructor program, which is usually the equivalent of hosting me 3 to 4 times. So that's what Lynn did in Indiana. She's now a certified instructor. She's been studying with me for 5 years, and she's a level 3 Pirelli person. So I'm hoping she'll take that into the Pirelli world. They seem to be a little resistant. Retraining behavioral issues, no other body issues. So I'm really excited about that. So I have 2 in California now, 1 in Indiana, and then Australia, Brussels, UK, Alaska, and Canada. So if you, to teach a class, you have to have taken it at least 3 times and done all your case studies. So there's hours and hours. And then me recording this is also for my instructors so they can learn a little bit more, because there's more in my head. Everyone says, you need to be like that iPhone where you just put it up here and you just put it up here and you go. And I say, well, I can talk a lot faster than I can type. So you write it down and I'll talk about it. Great. Okay, so there is going to be a private new site coming up, holistichorseworksclub.com. So it is a paid membership, but it's going to open all of this stuff, and the videos are going to be in there. New videos that I make are going to be in there, and webinars and podcasts. Like I just got interviewed for a BBC thing. When she edits that, that'll be in there, and thehorsejournal.com will be in there. And it's been kind of this and that, but we haven't been storing it in anywhere. So yeah, she was just at a dive party in Maui, and when I start drinking wine or having a beer, I put people down on the floor and I start adjusting first ribs and neck. I told her husband, get on the table last night, and they said, give April some more wine. She's doing everybody's shoulders.
She had sake. Oh, no, we had her all sake'd up last night.
So, and I highly encourage you to go through that. The home study DVD is half off for anyone that wants that refresher type thing. And I also videoed a need to find it, me working on a horse and running it all through together. And when I say, here I'm doing Atlas and Axis, here I'm clearing these emotions, so that you can see how I put it all together in 45 minutes to an hour instead of it taking 90 minutes to do a session. So those are all kind of stuff that I'm trying to help people with. But like I said, if practicing equine musculoskeletal unwinding 20, 30 times a day, you can go to horse rescue places. And so when you come out of here for a case study, you go up to a barn that you want to get your foot in, you know, after you've practiced on a couple horses, and you say, I need to submit a case study. I need to take pictures before and after and write down everything I work on for my instructor. Is there a horse here that I can donate a session to? You do not say, can I practice on your horses? When you say, so when I took all these courses, 18,000, none of my instructors said, how do you go get a job? How do you go get clients? Okay, you can donate an $80 or $90 gift certificate to the horse rescue places for them to sell. That got me into the barn at Shiloh, that the yoga video, she did that for me for free as a thank you, and the equine cranial one. And that was an $80 donation. I got to put what I thought my session was worth, even though at the time I was only doing them for 40. I want 80. So I did a really good session on her horse, and she was impressed, and she wanted to help me. So that's another good way to get into the community. But never say, can I practice on your horse? I need to do a case study. I need to document everything. They go, that sounds like vet tech. They go, yeah, why don't you? He doesn't get along. And you want a horse that's still being ridden so that they can see the difference. And another really good thing is to go to a horse show, and you just say equine massage girl on your t-shirt and walk around with your phone number on the back. You don't say anything. You don't put any energy out that way. People will be chasing you down. Hot pink would be really good. It's the lady in the hot pink shirt.
She's been my least favorite.
Well, it's something that you want to be able to stand out in the crowd.
I was going to say, I set up my stuff, and yes, they come to you. They just come to you.
Right, but for people that don't have all this stuff.
Because he's been doing this for years and sneaking around the corner to watch you. The other people are like, he's stalking you. It's because he's threatened by my presence.
Yeah, but if you don't have all that stuff to set up, because when we went to endurance rides, the guy just said equine massage guy. He just walked around camp. But it had to be a color that you could see out of 50 people. kind of our way to see them. So that's another good way to get your foot in the door. A really good one is to donate a free bodywork session to the last place horse. The last place horse at the endurance ride. The girl that's crying in tears because her horse couldn't do the job and she didn't even get a ribbon. They really like when they get something, and then you're helping that horse to be better.
How I got a huge response is the Welsh Pony Shows. They showed like.
But you have more background than these people do. You two guys do.
Well, what I did is the people didn't want to use me because they still considered me a trainer. And they're like, oh, she's new at this. Well, what they don't understand is the people in Northwest said, well, it's about time you made this a career because they knew how long I've been doing this.
Right, but she doesn't have that background and she doesn't have that background.
But if you
and I didn't have that background. So how did, it took me years to try and figure out how to get clients.
I went to the show office and donated to the, because they show like dogs, to the champion and grand champion or supreme and reserve.
But don't do it to the people that are already winning. Doing it to the people that are losing.
Actually,
makes you a bigger impression.
It big time because it created conversation. It got people to walk up there. And then they went back and talked to other people who went back to, it was all word of mouth. And before you knew it, even the ones that weren't placing were up there.
And basically you told them they could use it on any horse.
I told them they could use it.
It
didn't have to be
the
one that won.
That's who got it, but didn't have to be the one.
You earned it, but you can use it on anybody you want.
I like to get the little girl that's crying. Give her something.
Actually, we started having the kids come up, and they were spending their own money because they wanted their ponies to feel better.
Aww.
That was cool. I had several trainers came up and say, do you realize these kids are spending their own money? That was pretty neat.
Yep. So that's how I answered your certification process thing. Nobody's ever asked to look at mine. I just say I have so many thousands of dollars in training, education. You know, I'm happy to do a couple free things for you, and you don't have to pay me. I'll just put the midribs in and the hips. Let me know if you like how you now have a hind end for power.
How's it feel?
How's it feel to have half a horse? Cool. So, first thing we need to do is make sure our polarity's on. How many people have been practicing with that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so in Regan Golub's DVD, the only reason I recommend watching that is he talks about polarity, thoughts, emotions, driving over 35 miles an hour reverses your polarity. Okay, computer sitting in your laptop, all that kind of stuff. So whenever we would haul horses to the destination, the endurance ride, we'd always put their polarity back on. Because when your polarity is reversed, you can't assimilate your nutrition. And we would do bladder sweeps. Because we did 2,000 miles of endurance in 2 years, which was 4 days in Death Valley and Utah border, and so my horses were hauling all over. I took all the classes just for Tiki, because nobody could figure it out. How come you're fixing the same thing every 5 weeks when you come? It's the same marks. Why isn't it changing? I said, I'm riding balance, I'm treeless, I'm, you know, bitless, and why is it the same pattern? Because he didn't find the cause. And then in the horse rescue places, they stopped being 20 years old and they started being 12 and 13 years old. People were already throwing them away because they couldn't do their jobs. That's what got me to be about this and post that yoga for horses. And now there's at least 150,000 horses getting yoga every day. How cool is that?
That is great.
It is great. So, two fingers, right hand. Everybody knows this is north. That's south, right? So, and you're going across your forehead 5 times. Some people have bangs in the other direction, and then they have to change their hair. That is not your right eyebrow to your left eyebrow.
I know. When I put my hand down, I just went backwards.
Yeah. So you just unzipped yourself. So it's kind of like you're saluting, right hand to right eye, and across 5 times. So you'll see me go like this sometimes. This finger pulls firm. This one's coming through. Give me a yes. No breaks it. No's a negative. Okay? I'll do this sometimes when I'm in a hurry. I don't recommend doing it a lot because it is stressful on the knuckles and can create a little bit of arthritic conditions. But when I'm asking for a yes, my fingers are going sideways and it feels like I just put clear fingernail polish on and it's sticky. And a no feels like my fingernail's buffed. Slides off. The one I teach in class is Divine Pendulum. Okay, you're like this, please show me a yes. I lean forward on my toes. Some people go left, some people go right, some people expand and contract. So it's what is your yes? And please show me a no, and I rock back on my heels. Then because of traveling, emotions, sick dog or horse or something, I always ask, am I on? Because that can flip your switch. So if you're out there today and three people get a yes and one person gets a no, their polarity is probably reversed. And it's really important when you're asking things on working on dogs or something deep in the body, if we're going to lift one side shoulder, that you're asking, that you make sure, yes, no, am I on? Standing next to water spigots or electricity in the barn, you know, when there's big power things, can flip your switch too. We were working on a horse once and the lady's switch kept flipping and we were looking around, so we moved over 10 feet where we were working on the horse. You'll find that when I have like a big class of 7 or 8 and they're all tied in one area, the horse won't settle, and the lady's having problems, we move the horse because of the energy in the area. So when I get to a barn, I look around, where do I am? How about over there? Or if the horse won't settle, you have to ask, where is the horse the most? Well, with his buddy out under the oak tree. Well, let's go there. Because if your horse is all over the place and swinging around, you're not going to have a good session. But the other guy always works on him in the cross ties with the banging and the shoeing and the dogs running by. And good. And how's that been working for you? I'm here, so it's obviously not working. Because the horse needs to be able to go into the zone. So when we're out there working on the horses and we're going to do this across their forehead, remember it's right eye to left eye, so your hand's going to be going across 5 times and you ask if you can work on them, I just lean forward. That's the last question you're going to ask that horse. After that, we're just asking the universe about the horse. So when you're on a massage table, do you want the lady to keep talking to you? Or do you want to go in the zone and enjoy the feeling and the relaxation of the massage? Because they're just like, da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, really? You're keeping my brain focused and I'm here. So I'm not asking the horse what emotions to release. I'm not asking the horse any questions till we're done. Is there anything else I can do for you? And if you do that, you just see them go like this and just totally get in the zone. That's why having a quiet area to work on them is really important. We have a beautiful barn with fans and shade and a fridge out there, and a picnic table. You can bring beer and wine after. He invites you to stay and be sociable. You guys are staying here? No. Oh.
They ended up getting a hotel. She was going to come by herself and bring her camper, but Martha came with her, so they got a hotel.
Yeah, there's Tony Robbins in town. It's
Yeah, we found out.
It was going really, really fast.
Yeah, we had trouble last night, but we got one first
night this morning. Good. Cool. So any questions about polarity? We're gonna be doing it.
I go say experience it a little bit, but be more helpful.
Okay, so get out a piece of paper because you're gonna start a me page. So when the classes I taught were only about the horses, okay, students were either not doing some of the moves because they didn't think that they were important, or rushing through them. So now we do them on you, so you get to feel it in the body. Okay, so you got your me page, just a blank piece of paper, you're writing me at the top. We're going to find out what your vitality is, and why is this important, okay? Do you know that if you're acidic, it's an environment for arthritis and cancer, and you need to be alkaline 7.0, and that thoughts and emotions can make you acidic, saying negative things about other people, being in a job you hate, relationship you hate, sleeping or sharing a bed with someone you're not happy with, your body will find a way to leave. I have a lot of friends that, I can't divorce, I can't leave, and like a year later they're dying of cancer. Your body will find a way to leave. And your health is a three-legged stool. Okay, what you eat. If you eat grass and do all this other stuff, but you go to a job you hate and you're in a relationship you hate, you will still have health issues. Interesting? And checking in with your vitality every day. When I took the classes, no one taught me about shielding and grounding. And when you're not shielded and grounded, you'll take on the stuff of the person or horse that you're working on. Okay? So I need an agreement from you guys today. OK? because we're going to be cracking you open. If you're feeling overwhelmed, moody, sad, depressed, anxious, okay, and you just don't know where it's coming from, please don't leave class. Please come find me. We can see if it's yours or if it's something else. We can usually clear it. We're emotion coding you, and then you might walk up to a horse and start getting their stuff now that you're more open. Going, God, I just feel so depressed and anxious, and I just want to cry, and I don't know why. Then we go into, is it yours or the horse you're working on? And if you should not be coming in contact with anyone else if you're under 90%. And your vitality. How many watched Donna Eden? Part of your homework. Okay. It was just in the, to watch the 1 hour free energy medicine. She
yeah,
just.
I have internet that I can't.
That's okay. When I ask, it's just to see where everybody is. Yeah. So if you haven't seen it, then I explain it in a brief thing. And you might be able to watch it here. So she just explains that this is the energy part of our hand. And running this over energy meridians helps them to open them and clear them, or backwards to shut people down. And she shows how from like 3 feet away, she can shut someone's whole energy down. Okay. So it's only to explain all that, but she says that after surgery, everybody should have someone run their energy. Well, I did both shoulder rotator cuffs and hip, and I always had a friend run my energy as soon as I got home from the hospital. Because you're not healing because your energy's not flowing. Okay, if you're at, you don't go into surgery at 43% on your vitality. You want to be at 90% or higher. So I always ask my body, what did I need before I go into surgery? So both shoulders, I was all done in 2 months and back at the gym, and they're saying 6 months, especially at age 51. And how'd you heal so fast? Do you want to know? No, they didn't want to know. I go, look, I got full range of mobility. Oh, you did our physical therapy? No, I saw what your program was, and I don't believe in it. Fascia doesn't like that. I did my own. And they repaired the labrum in my hip. And 9 days later, I walked into the doctor's office. He says, where's your crutches or your cane? I said, I don't need it. I don't have any pain. I said, I'm walking really slow, but I'm balanced. As soon as I shift my weight, I'm screwing up my whole body. So I said, I'm paying someone to feed my horses out in the mud. I'm not being that silly. I'm just walking around the house in balance so that everything can heal more normally without. Make sense?
Yes.
But every day I wanted to make sure I was at 90%. What do I need? I have a biomat, I had photon therapy, I had cold laser therapy. They're just all tools that I have. What does my body want now? Do you want ice? Do you want this? Do you need essential oils? 9 days. Walk back into the office. He's like.
How did you decide what your body needed?
You asked. I'm going to teach you all this. But this is the importance of why you need to learn all this for you and the horses. Okay? When I go work on a horse, the first thing I do is ask their vitality. If they're in the 30s and 40s, I already know they have autoimmune issues, too many vaccinations, too many wormers, a stressed liver and kidneys. They can be dappled out, shiny, pretty with show sheen and show glow and rice bran and flax.
Scare me. Sorry. Not jumpy.
But they're only feeding the coat. They're not feeding the horse. It's not a true health and wellness. So I highly recommend that you take pictures of your horses today before you work on them, because you're going to be working on them 3 days in a row with the side without the mane. Because when I work on a horse, they get 4 inches longer, 2 inches taller, and they look like they fluff up by about 20 pounds. The downhill quarter horses that you see are going to be like this. They're not actually downhill quarter horses. Their shoulders are just too tight into their body. So everything that you see is posture. You know the difference between posture and conformation?
Yes.
Okay? Posture is when you're in pain and you're like this, and so that's what we're opening up. So you're going to be standing up and asking what your vitality is, because I have to get you over 90 before we go work on a horse.
And I had a veterinarian, I told him I had a horse that I had bought, and I had him yelled at me, he got a strep infection. And I told him that this horse is not healthy. And he said, oh, he looks fine. He was toxic. He was in arsenic and lead. And they said he would have been dead in 6 months because he could not get him to heal. So then we used all
of my therapy. And he was cool. He was actually very cool. Yeah. In fact, he started riding continue doing all your alternative stuff, because he was very excited that
we did Theraplay, Alphasonic, colloidal silver, walks, everything, and we healed his horse, but he didn't.
And he got massages.
He had massages too, but they just, it was like, you know, well, this horse looks healthy. No, he's not healthy. I told him, I said, he's not healthy.
I tell people all the time, us and a vet cannot look at an animal and truly know if it's healthy.
Oh, but you're going to know today.
Yeah.
And they had to reoperate on him because he got a strep on the other side after that healed up. And they had to really open him up and reoperate him. But we thought we might lose him, and we, with Wendy's help, it took us.
So you're going to learn some really invaluable tools. And then on day three, I show you what's in my medicine chest. It's really this big. Cool. But you're going to know by your vitality. And, you know, we're not supposed to use the word diagnose, but you can ask what's going on with your friend, what's going on with your horses. So I'll make up essential oil blends. We'll get into that later. And pick 12 oils for someone, and 9 are for inflammation, 10 are for bacterial. It's going to tell you what's going on in the body. And that's what I'm going to teach you. And that should change every day. Level 2, we get into unwinding organs, soft tissue, fascia, we work on EPM, wobblers, kissing spine horses, all of that kind of stuff. It's fun. So fun. So if you wouldn't mind standing up, I'm going to show you how to ask your vitality. So on day one, I expect us to get different answers. Don't judge yourself for that. We're just asking the question a little bit differently. So left brain is your multitasking thinking side. That's the one in judgment. I have wheatgrass, I juice, I run, so I have to have vitality over 90%. The right brain, so from now on, you are no longer allowed to use your left brain in my class at all. There's no more thinking. You okay with that?
Good luck. We'll drop it off.
No more thinking. Just feel in your body. So when I ask a question, if you're rewording it in your mind and re-asking the question, you went to your left brain. So if I ask Nicole to close her eyes and stop thinking, please show me a yes. No, with your body.
No, forward.
Whatever your yes is.
Okay.
So, and please show me a no. She shouldn't have to re-say it. So the reason I turn on Divine Pendulum with you is I can scan a horse as a hypothalamus able to function at 100% no. You don't even have to know what a hypothalamus is. Once you learn to use this tool, what I teach it to people for is, so if the vet comes and says, I want to inject your horse with something, and you're rocking back, it's because your divine pendulum's on. It's not a good idea. The answer is coming from the universe. It's not to argue with the vet. It's to empower yourself to say, let's see, he's working for me, and my option is to say, I don't feel good about that. What are my other options? Well, there's this new experimental drug. Don't know anything about it, and you lean forward. That's the one the horse needs that day. And sometimes when you've gone through all your homeopathics, you need Western medicine, but it's to find the right one. I've been to too many barns where they had vaccination clinics and horses are colicking and tying up, and they say it's a bad bale of hay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's only the horses that got the 6 shots in one day. And they're like, I knew I shouldn't have let the vet do it. I said, then why did you? Because you didn't feel empowered to make the choice. And they're only getting their information from the pharmaceutical companies. They're not drawing blood and taking titers and saying your horse needs this vaccination every 6 months when it should really only be every 7 years. Okay, so it's just to empower yourself to feel better about your decisions. Nah, my dog doesn't want that shot. I was going to bring my 2 horses to Hawaii, and they didn't want to come. People were like, how'd you know? So I asked them. But I had to give them, you're going to get vaccinated, you're going to go on an airplane, you're going to be stuck in a storage container. Then you're going to go on a barge overseas to come here and be up on the top of the island in the rain and the humidity and the bugs while I'm down there in the warm and the dry. Do you want to come to Hawaii with me? No. He was 20. He'd been around. He'd been on the racetrack. He'd been over-vaccinated. He'd been this and that, and he just really didn't want to go. It was my tiki horse. Mm-hmm. So, but it was asking him and giving him the parameters.
It was the part of me is like, oh, but at the same time, it's cool.
I travel so much, he got to see me, three times a month, and he was always like, you're never around, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, we're not having fun anymore, we're not riding anymore, we're not doing endurance anymore, you're always paying someone else to take care of me.
Cool.
I know. But, you know, I have 90,000 fly miles this year.
Yeah.
There's 3 weeks or 4 weeks at a time where I'm not home. And when I'm home for only 6 days, I'm just into taking care of me before I get on an airplane again. Okay. So, vitality. Okay, so all the cell phones are off the body? Right? Okay. So, we did our polarity thing, and it's just, please show me a yes. And it's whatever your yes is. What do you feel in your body? Close your eyes. Say out loud, please show me a yes. Uh-huh. And please show me a no. Okay.
That is weird.
Well, that's really cool. Yeah, I tried to teach her this before and she couldn't do it.
Well, that was my next sentence. Yeah, it's really hard to teach it one-on-one. When you put people in a circle and they're all polarity turned on and you all say it at once out loud. I've done this in tack and feed stores, and the husbands are going, oh, shit. Oh, shit, my wife's woo-woo, shit's finally working on me. But one-on-one, I tried to do my mom, and I couldn't.
I'm getting good at it for myself. Yeah.
The bigger the group in a circle, which is why I kind of do the living room in circles, you don't have a choice.
It just does it.
So the yes and no isn't coming from you. You are just now the divine pendulum for the yes and no's from the universe. The answer comes from whatever you believe is your higher power or don't or whatever. So you don't have to ask the horse questions. The horse doesn't have to be present. You can start asking questions about your horse at home. Any horse I've touched in the past that I've connected with or people send me pictures and I do the long distance readings, I ask all the yes and no questions.
Can I ask a question on the pendulum? Because I've been trying to read about it and understand it, is one of the things that gets brought up on the different deals is that you're not supposed to ask the question twice.
That's my next thing.
Okay.
Believe me, I go through all of this stuff.
Okay, good.
Okay. So now we're going to get more clarity. So, and remember when you're asking your yes and no's in the barn, don't cross anything because that's crossing energy meridians. We're always just out here, grounded. Open chest, breathing. So we got our yes and our no. A lot of people don't realize that you can ask for clarity. Are you ready? Okay, close your eyes. Please show me a bigger yes. Please show me, out loud. Please show me a bigger yes. And see what you feel.
I got another grade 4.
You're thinking. You'll be okay. Yeah. When you go to the left brain, it's not going to work. So the right brain's our intuitive side, knowing that something's wrong with your dog or he has to go out in the middle of the night or something's going on at the barn. And we've let that go dormant. It's like an atrophied muscle that's been in a cast and now you need to exercise it. So today you'll be a little bit fatigued because you're going to try to go back to the left brain and come back to the right brain and doing it. If you just stop thinking. So every time I ask a question and you go to say, I don't know, I'm just going to say put your yes and no's on. And all that is ground and breathe, and you are just, you know what a pendulum is, right? Okay, you can have the swingy pendulum, or you can have the one in the tick-tock clock. That's all you are. You're just the pendulum. You're now the answer for the universe. Okay? The only rule about that is never ask the same question twice. Because it's like you're doubting the answer, and then your answers are going to get very vague.